This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can you look at those? The radio. Take a look at some of the things that we post on our social media site. You can go to any number of places, including Facebook, to find out what's going on. Look at some of the things that we're following in terms of stories. This is a storied look at the stories. There I am using another visual term, a look at. This is not a look at anything. This is a listen to what's going on from my point of view. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day. And our overview in depth, in detail, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington with another twist and turn in the road of information. I'm feeling very motivated today, and you can all benefit from listening to my point of view. I suppose some people would say, oh, yeah, there's Doug. He's got his... My thoughts, by the way, are mine. You get your thoughts, Will, and my thoughts are not any more or less valuable than yours. You can always share your thoughts. I have a voice. I have a sort of bully pulp, I suppose, maybe, when some people think. I just have been on the radio for a long time, been observing people for a long time. I don't know that I'm any smarter than you, but I want to avoid depleting the real focus, the energy that needs to shine on some of the things. So I take it as my task here to prevent your thoughts from scattering in 87 different directions, simply to ask you to think about the things which I've organized in this hour to talk to you about that may enhance your knowledge of some of these things. And I don't say that egotistically. I just have a good mind. I'm thankful for it, and I hope you have good mind and body, and you're thankful for it. This is a brisk way to keep our energy on some of these stories, the focus strong. So I start with Neil Gorsuch. Well, actually, I'm not starting with him because I think he's just exactly what the Republicans that think they elected Donald Trump want. So he's there. And I don't, frankly, have much of a problem with it. I didn't like Antonin Scalia because I thought he was uninspiring. That was his demeanor. Although he's very smart, his opinion is well written, I just didn't care for his demeanor. I kind of like Gorsuch's presence. I'm a big guy when it comes to body language and listening to how people use words and that sort of thing. When you're sometimes judged by the people you hang around with, we're way too judgmental in our society, but that's what this is all about. What are these people about? And the fact that Antonin Scalia's best friend was Ruth Bader Ginsburg sort of says something about him, including the fact that I might not be right. I just am telling you how he impressed me or impacted me. So to use that same logic on Neil Gorsuch, watching the other night as he was sort of introducing himself, saying thank you, which is oh so important. No matter who we are, what we're doing, you ought to always say thank you or give thanks for the things that you've had access to. And this guy is obviously very thankful for the opportunity to be on the nation's highest court. Most people in the legal profession would be, as he is, very grateful for the opportunity. But then along comes some of the skewermasters in various news media to not examine Mr. Gorsuch, but to take a shot at his mother, who ran the EPA during the Ronald Reagan administration. She cut the budget. She took back some of the regulations that had been put into place before Reagan, when Jimmy Carter was in office, that were like now, just overzealous, overreaching. And some of the people in the agency didn't like her. Man, that's the headline. Neil Gorsuch's mother, excuse me, once ran the EPA. It didn't go well. According to whom? According to the people writing the story? For some, it went very well. And that's what I talk about. That's why it's twisted and turned around. Here's another example, all right? The hoopla on the right focused on the pipeline. Now, there are two of them. The one that goes from Canada to Mexico, or to the actually Gulf of Mexico, That was the first one that Obama put the kibosh on, and that's been put back into play. And then there's the Dakota Access Pipeline that actually has not gotten the green light yet. So there are all kinds of people who don't like Trump, who were filling up the coffers in various social media sites with misleading information that claimed the final legal barrier blocking construction on the pipeline had been lifted. Well, the Army Corps of Engineers still has to grant an easement for the pipeline, which would, if it was to go the way the Corps designed it, it would go underneath the lake in North Dakota, which supplies the people protesting with their water. And the Corps said it wouldn't grant the easement and instead would conduct an environmental review while it looked for a better place to put the pipeline. So I said that, didn't I, Kara? Wasn't that the first thing I said when the announcement? I said, that doesn't mean it's going to be built the way it was originally designed. I think that pretty much were the first words out of my mouth.
That is what you said.
Okay. Let's listen. Well, no, we don't have any background on this, do we? I thought we had some audio, but I guess my audio will
Yeah, you've got
suffice.
Plenty of audio. Yourself.
I got plenty of audio. So the fact that this story has been booted around as much with fake news as it has been, this has been something that I have been for 7-8 months. And I say this, I say it proudly, not egotistically. I was the first person on the radio to talk about this way before anybody else even got onto it. As I have been from time to time, I'm the little guy who can, and I do when I get onto things like this. I use this facility that I have called a radio program to bring to people, whoever you are, wherever you are listening, what I think is an important twist or a way of looking at some of these things. I would cite the football helmet issue. I mean, there's a bunch of them. I'm not here to puff up myself. But this was very important to me because I think that these people are being screwed around with because nobody paid attention. This was during the Obama administration. Nobody cared. Nobody cared in the Army Corps of Engineers, and nobody in the administration cared enough to look at this from the point of view that these people and the tribes were presenting. That is, why would you put this pipeline's leak, why would you put it underneath a reservoir, a lake that's our main source of water, and if the pipeline springs a leak under the lake, then that ruins our water supply. That's all they were saying. Please don't put it here, put it someplace else. We don't mind that you're putting, or I don't know, I'm putting words in their mouth. It doesn't seem to me, and I certainly don't mind, I think we need these pipelines for industry and commerce. But what the hell? You don't put them underneath a lake that's the main water supply for thousands and thousands of people. What are you, nuts? All you're going to do is create a mess if, in fact, it leaks, and then you got to clean it up, and it costs more money. That's kind of the way, in addition to not wanting to have these people's water supply affected if something goes wrong, but also, if something goes wrong, who's going to clean up the mess? So the confusion here started with a press release from North Dakota Senator John Hoeven. Is it Hoeven or Hoeven? H-O-E-V-E-N. He claimed that the Secretary of the Army had ordered the easement to be granted, which he was wrong about. The easement has not been granted. So even the people, the activists from the tribes, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, said, hey, hold on there, Senator. Your announcement is not correct. It is premature. It is, and then, of course, the news media, as soon as they get a hold of this, they're running with it. Look at that bastard Trump. Look what he's doing to those poor Indians. And the Indians said, wait a minute, that isn't what this says at all. Many see, however, that Senator Haven's statement is a sign the easement is going to come. Now, if that's the case, then I'm all over it. I'll take as many shots as I can at the administration or whoever it is that is going to, that says no. I mean, it's just, it's like, what is it, the expression, you have a tin ear? I mean, Trump needs to listen to some of these things, but I'm not going to judge him until we see what the actual situation is. I think he's got a tin ear on other things, but I do think the Gorsuch nomination is, under the circumstances, for everybody the best choice of the ones he was looking at. So anyway, let's see where the other thing goes before we jump all over it, make a lot of noise, and sound like my, my uncle used to have a great expression. Talks like a guy with a paper ass. And that's a very, it's kind of crude, but it kind of gets the point across. A lot of people, maybe we should modify it somewhat, Karen, make reference to your paper butt. So when I make that, I don't know that I've made that, that's something I use rarely on the air when I'm talking about people. And it does, in fact, have to do with body language, much as anything else.
Yeah,
oh, there's another one. There's an examination. Some body language expert has written a piece about the relationship Donald and Melania Trump have based on how they react with each other when they're in public, how they are. And his conclusion is that Melania and Donald Trump have great intimacy, but there is also great tension between the two of them, right? So that's the story of Quinn. This guy has been taken apart. I'm surprised somebody hasn't looked at his hair to try to count how many hairs he's got on his head. That's how ridiculous.
I bet you somebody has.
No, maybe they
haven't heard about it yet.
Yeah, all right. It's coming down the pike. At any rate, he seems to have the stuff rolls off his back, and I think that's what you got to have here in this circumstance. 18 past the hour. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and five times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's B-E-N-E-T-R-E-N-D-S.com. Benetrends.
Thank you.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Yes, I could have told you she's lying, but you were in love. I didn't want to know. I hear her now as I toss and turn and try to sleep.
This will get people to buy that album. Actually, a bit of Bob Dylan fan all my life. I just like making fun of him because it's so easy.
Yeah.
But this stuff is so pensive. The stuff he writes, it may be, you know, some people think he can't carry a tune in a bucket, but he's a great poet.
Oh, absolutely.
And so he's continuing.
Carrying a tune? I didn't even know that was in the text. It always sounds like this. It's like a car getting ready to start. This is a little better in that department, but otherwise he sounds like a car starting.
Dylan is continuing his album per year streak. This time he's got three LPs coming out all at once. He revealed yesterday that he's going to be releasing a three-disc studio album called Triplicate. Very clever. At the end of March, which follows up on the release of Shadows in the Night a couple of years ago and Fallen Angels last year. The tri-disc set will feature 30 brand new recordings of classic American tunes. So is that what this is called? I could have told you. I don't know this song.
There's a lot of old standards on these three CDs. Like some of the songs that Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett did, like that song But Beautiful.
Well, there's nobody around writing good music anymore, so they got to go find some good songs, good stories. They go to the old, go back to the old playbook.
Well, and that's kind of what Tony Bennett says, too. The classic American songbook is pretty much, their songs are going to live forever.
Right. Not the stuff that's around now. Who's going to remember Justin Bieber in 5 seconds? Whatever he is out doing with his worm. So the next tune is Melancholy Mood. We need melancholia for Bob Dylan. But anyway, another sample. This is his 38th album, by the way. That's a lot of albums over his career. He goes back to the mid-60s. So the guy's got to be 75, 6, 7, 8, something like that. Somebody want to check quickly, see how old Bob Dylan is before I lose my attention? attention span and move to the next story. I think he's got to be in his mid to upper 70s. Anyway.
Bob Dylan is 75.
Yeah, okay. That makes some sense. Can't be very quiet.
A lot of kids, by the way.
Has he?
Really? Six studies. Really? I only thought, I mean, I know of Jacob Dylan, and I knew he had one other one.
There's Jacob, Jesse, Maria, Sam.
Jacob and Jesse were both instrumentalists. Matter of fact, my son worked for Jesse. He's a fabulous television producer now, but he started out with his own band. And he and his wife were on the road with the band, and they took the money that they made from being in the band, and they used it to make a lot of movies that nobody wants to see, but they're message movies. And they're quite good at it. They have quite
remember
a production.
Remember how Jacob Dylan was pretty handsome?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jeff
he is
not.
Uh-oh. He's a good musician. All right. Okay. Let's move from the living to the dead. John Wetton, who was with King Crimson, also sang with Asia, has died at the age of 67. Colon cancer, man, that stuff. You get that, it is bye-bye time. It's like prostate. It's like what do you call it, cancer?
Pancreatic.
But it's so treatable cancer. If it's detected.
Colon cancer is
like
if you
the most
get the checkup.
Yeah,
if you get the checkup.
Right.
Anyway, there's a lot of social media on him this morning. The former bandmate saying, quote, "I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but my dear friend, bandmate, and co-writer John Wetton has passed away." King Crimson, I don't know that much about Asia, but King Crimson was big when I was they were around actually when I was still the jock back in the early 70s. 28 past the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Tuesday plus Wednesday equals Thursday. Well, maybe not, because Tuesday would be considered two, Wednesday would be three, and this is the fourth day. How about, let's see, Tuesday plus Tuesday, two and two is four. Okay, that's all right. Even though today is the second, very confusing, isn't it, huh? Fourth day of the work week, second day of the new month, February, is upon us, 34 FDR. I'm Doug Steffen. So, let's say hi to people listening in Anchorage and all over Alaska. How do you do? How are things there? Lawton, Oklahoma, checking in this morning, as is Casper, Wyoming. That's nice. Folks listening in the Atlanta area, nice. And those up in New Hampshire who are listening in Nashua. That's what my Uncle Sam used to call it, Nashua, New Hampshire. Cow Hampshire. The old farmers used to call it that. Let's get to a 2020 news quiz with a voice. Or a voice news quiz. There are a couple of people in government who have had a lot of attention the last few days. And so I'm going to have Kara play us a couple of cuts from this fellow. You identify his voice for a swell prize, 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Identify, please, this gentleman.
As we confront these realities, how should America respond? My answer is simple. To achieve the stability that is foundational to peace and security in the 21st century, American leadership must not only be renewed, it must be asserted.
All right. Wouldn't have been my choice if I were president, but that's me. Obviously, Donald Trump thought differently. That gives you a little bit of a hint as to who it is. One more clip from this man.
Well, first, I want to express my profound thanks to President Trump for giving me this extraordinary opportunity to serve my country.
All right.
I also want to thank
Vice President. 888, that's enough. Everybody, if you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't. Not going to get any more help from listening to more audio. So who is that fellow? Identify him. We have a swell prize waiting for you. 888-302-DOUG, D-O-U-G, or 888-302-3684. Same thing. Who is that man? We'd like to have a conversation about him as well as identify him. That's swell as well. Meanwhile, other people who are going through the process in Washington, I'm not sure what to make of Betsy DeVos, but I think there's a better choice than her for Secretary of Education. It looks like she may not make it through the Senate confirmation vote. I think is scheduled for today, and it comes down to one vote, and it may be Senator Collins of Maine. I cannot vote to confirm her as our next Secretary of Education. She said, quote, I do not intend to vote to support Mrs. DeVos. Let's see. That's Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska said the same thing, basically. They will not vote to, even though they both voted yes to get her out of the committee. But that doesn't mean, just because you vote one way in the committee doesn't mean you're going to vote that way on the floor. Let's see. Senator Collins of Maine, who's a Republican, said, quote, I'm concerned that Ms. DeVos's lack of experience with public schools will make it difficult for her to fully understand, identify, and assist with these challenges. Now, I had a thought about this. It seems to me that Donald Trump said on several occasions during the campaign he wanted to get rid of the Education Department. Maybe this person would be a a good way to do that. I don't know, but I don't want so much government. Do you? Isn't that really why Trump kind of got as much of a foothold? Because we're tired of the Education Department has created a mess in rural schools, especially a mess. So anyway, the tally is as follows: if all the Senate Democrats and both independents vote against DeVos, they'll have 50 votes. In the case of a tie vote, Vice President Pence would be the tiebreaker and probably safe to to suggest he'd vote in support of the nominee. But if just one more Republican votes no, DeVos will not be confirmed. That's the way it is, on the cusp, if you will. So that's the Betsy DeVos story. Let's figure out what the story is with the other person whose voice we heard. Let's see. How about we go to Trey, who's in Jackson, Tennessee. Hi, Trey. How are things in Tennessee this morning?
Rainy.
Rainy. It's raining, but it's not a cold rain, is it? You're up in the mountains?
No, on the western side. It's completely flat.
Oh, is it? Okay. I guess the eastern side is more what I'm thinking about. I've forgotten. Jackson, I thought, was sort of in the center. Where is Jackson in Tennessee?
In the center of West Tennessee, Hub City.
Center West, okay. All right, so the voice of the person in question is?
I don't know his name, but it's the Mad Dog guy.
Well, Mad Dog is the person that I believe was confirmed to be the Pentagon chief. I think he's the Secretary of Defense.
I think so.
And he's highly thought of, by the way, with soldiers. He seems to be right in step with them. So for them, it was a good pick. All right, Trey, I'm sorry you weren't right, but I appreciate your calling and contributing to the conversation, stimulating us. Here's Andy Jackson. No, it's not. It's Andy in Jackson. Right, Andy, in Jackson?
Well, I'm a truck driver, so I'm in between Jackson and Nashville right now. But I'm from Jackson, which is home of Casey Jones.
Casey Jones, the train engineer. Casey Jones. Remember that old? Remember that TV show? How long? Let's see how old you are. Remember, Alan Hale starred as Casey Jones. My God, I don't. I'm amazed I can even remember that. Do you remember that TV show?
I remember some reruns, but that was a little bit before my time.
Okay, well, so I've got a few years on you then, apparently. So
this
is very.
I'm not that old.
No, that's all right. It's okay. It's good. You're all right with me. I'm interested that there's so many people looking at the lines here. What's going on in Jackson today that so many people are on the line to answer this question? All right, so you get a shot at it because we're getting tight on time here. Who is the voice that we played a few minutes ago?
Well, I'm ashamed of myself because I can't remember his name, but he's the Supreme Court nominee that Trump just gave the other night.
No, he's not. That's Neil Gorsuch. It's not Neil Gorsuch. It's Rex Tillerson, who is the nominee for Secretary of State, and in fact narrowly was, well, according to the news media anyway, voted in. It was a 56-43 vote to become the 69th Secretary of State. So it was Rex Tillerson. What do you think of all, in your gut, how do you feel Trump is doing so far with people in the cabinet positions and in general? How is he doing with you?
I didn't vote for him. Of course, I didn't vote for Hillary either. The first time in a lot of years of not voting for president. But I hope he does well, and so far he's done what he said he was going to do. And
yeah, but how does that sound with you? I want to know how you think he's doing. How does Andy think he's doing?
I really can't say yet. I just hope he does good for our country.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, it is early for all these pronouncements. So do you? How much attention do you pay to all the news media coverage of all of this? What happens when you hear all of these negative stories from various sectors? Does it affect you? Do you ignore it? Do you pay attention to it?
It kind of makes me mad. And I listen to a lot. I listen to Fox. I listen to CNN. I listen to NPR. I listen to BBC a lot, too, because they're unbiased. Nobody buys them out, you know, is my opinion. But I think what's best for the country. I had a fifth grade teacher named Miss Easton there in Jackson, and she didn't like Nixon, but she said the majority voted for him, so I have to back my president, and I've kept that opinion.
Yeah, it's very interesting how especially our elementary school teachers affect us. I think that's you're very much in line, in step with what lots of people feel their first impression. And this is also an underscore for how important it is, those of you who are elementary school teachers, what an important opportunity you have, if that's the right word, an influence on youngsters. That era when you're in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, like in there, you're very, very impressionable. And you remember, I talk all the time about my fourth and fifth and sixth grade teachers because I remember lots of things that went on in the class. So good conversation, Andy. Thank you very much. I appreciate your calling and sharing with us. The answer again, Rex Tillerson, who has been confirmed as the next Secretary of State. It's 44 past the hour. A focus on Israel as we continue here on Good Day. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Stephan here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
Lots of people travel to horse shows in motorhomes, and my daughter's property has 5 RV spaces, which she can rent for good prices during the shows in her community. Apparently, someone decided that is a threat to local hotels. So now the town government has told her that visitors may park their RVs there, but cannot sleep in them. That defeats the very purpose of having a motorhome. Hotels may depend on revenue they earn during the same horse shows, but if they would look through the lens of liberty, they would see that it is not the government's job to pick winners and losers in our free enterprise system. Businesses have to compete, just like the horses do.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
All right, so you'll remember I had a nice trip to Israel. Talked a lot about what was going on over there in late December, including a focus on the West Bank and what's going on there. So it's interesting. I find especially interesting to understand the scuffles going on, the protesters with Israeli police carrying out a court order to do something that is probably pretty appropriate under the circumstances. Here's the reporter's wrap on what's going on in Israel today.
Israeli police forcibly removed about 40 families from a West Bank settlement named Amona. The settlement was deemed illegal by the country's Supreme Court in 2014. The settlement was built on privately owned Palestinian land. The court's deadline for evacuation is February 8th. The removal of Amona settlers came a day after Israel announced plans to build another 3,000 homes on the West Bank, which is claimed by Palestinians. It's the third promise of renewed construction on the West Bank since President Donald Trump took office.
All right, so my take on this, having seen where these are, you've heard me say a lot of times that all these people that claim on the Palestinian side that it'll affect millions of people. And in fact, there are only 330 settlers who live there, and they're being rumored. I mean, think about the audacity. This is something that has bothered me a lot about this. As supportive as I am of Israel, this took a lot of balsam to take somebody's land. This was private. This was not state land. This was not this government land that belonged to power. This was a private piece of land, and the Israelis just said, "Okay, we're taking it from you." Tough titty. Bad expression, but you know what I mean. Anyway, it wasn't right. And so the Supreme Court in Israel even sided with the people who said these settlers have to go. So the other side of it is, why do you keep doing this, sticking it? I think what's there is there, fine. But it seems to me that you don't keep doing this. You don't keep building on the West Bank because it just makes it worse. There's plenty of land. My God, there's so much open land. Especially around Jerusalem. Come on, guys. Let's smarten up. 10 minutes for the hour here.
The
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Aha! Wow. Like that dog that plays the 88s. How well Fluffy does on the piano. As the introduction to the Warren Eckstein visit here, your animal's best friend and a great friend of this program, and he also has even more important projects on the weekend when he does his own national program. The Pet Show is the vehicle Warren Eckstein uses to get to you, talk about your pets, help you out, and he also gets great questions, some of which we will review in a moment here, as we pursue the ideas that help you to keep your pet living longer and healthier.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 4646. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 4646. That's proflowers.com, code 4646.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, 55 past the hour. The question comes from many corners of the world, Warren. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here with Victoria and Jennifer and me. Do pets have a sense of humor? I swear that when there was something that Charlotte liked, she would smile. I think she had a beautiful... There was nothing about Charlotte that I didn't love. But I think she had a smile. More, though, when she saw me for the first time after she hadn't seen me for a while. But I wonder... you know, we tease our pets sometimes. Maybe they tease us. What do you think?
They set us up, especially cats. They set us up. They do specific things, knowing our reaction. And as a behaviorist, I can tell when a dog or a cat is smiling and they're happy. And the bottom line is, I have seen my dog. I've tripped over my dog because he was laying where he shouldn't be laying, and I actually turned around and watched him laugh at me. It's
really
true. They do. I really do believe that dogs and cats have a sense of humor. Why wouldn't they? They've been living with us for so many years, and they're happy. They get depressed. Why wouldn't they take on a sense
of
humor?
You want to be happy for the rest of your life.
I'm not waiting for a schnauzer to do stand-up, but I got to tell you, they really do some funny, funny stuff.
Have you ever seen, has there ever been, politicians use dogs as backdrops all the time, but have you ever seen a comedian with a dog on stage? Just as you said that, I was trying to think if I've ever seen a comedian use a dog as part of its act.
You know, it's interesting. I had lunch with my nephew yesterday, who we know is an actor, and the bottom line is he's doing some stand-up comedy at the comedy store now.
Superman?
He was Lex Luthor in Smallville. So we were talking yesterday, and he's just starting this whole stand-up comedy routine. He said, you got to give me pet stuff. So I'm writing down all these little things about what pets do that could really be used in a funny way. Yeah. They do have a sense of humor. They make us laugh. And I do believe that they kind of plan things. I really believe pets plan
things. So here's the challenge. You and I need to go. What night is he doing the stand-ups? Friday, Saturday night? Where is he?
Different nights during the week at the Improv and the Comedy Store.
All right. Let's go, you and I, and Denise. I want to go see him some night.
We'll heckle him.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, heckle my nephew.
That's it. Why do dogs chase things? Another question that people have about their dogs, like cars and stuff. What in the world would probably... Because that's how many dogs get run over around the street, chase a car.
But think about this. Dogs will go after the mailman every day that he comes, and they'll chase a moving car. Think about why they do it. The dog always wins. The car always runs away. The mailman comes to the house, knocks on the door, makes a bunch of noise. The dog barks. The mailman runs away. So the dog continually thinks that what he's doing is correct, and he's winning because the skateboard's running away, the car's running away, the mailman's running away. So in reality, what's happening by the dog reacting and the car moving away or the mailman moving away, we're reinforcing the fact that the dog is doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow, that's great.
Thank you.
Never would have thought of that.
No, I wouldn't have either.
People think it's like the shiny object thing the dogs just chase after.
That's because dogs and cats have us convinced that they're not as smart as they really are.
I think they're plenty smart. And so are you, Warren. Thank you. Check out thepetshow.com. Also, Warren's line of vitamins and minerals. Hugs and kisses available at hugsandkisses.com as well. 59 past the hour.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.